Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink. Do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah. Monstrous Radio.
What's up? What's up? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio. Live tonight is Karma Cafe. This is the only cafe where there are no menus, but you will be served what you are deserved, also known as urban therapy. If you got a problem, we gonna hood solve them right here tonight, live on the air. We have our therapist in the house tonight. I can service you. Also, Ms. Unbelievable can also help you with your problems tonight. Just let us know who you want to help you, and we're going to help you get through it. So you're going to have to do 30 days. Get in tonight. Let's go over here and check in with the lady of the house. Unbelievable. How are you feeling tonight on Karma Cafe? Hello.
Hey, I am feeling amazing. Can't complain. Yes, yes, yes. Ready. Mm-hmm. Just ready to get it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, y'all know how we do it. Hey, we have things coming up throughout the show. We got what? We got urban weather reports. We got who's bumping who, who's getting fat, also known as the entertainment news, the gossip lifestyle. So stick with us. We're going to help y'all woosah, as we call it on Thursday nights, woosah with music and conversation. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable, here's one way to help people go woosah. They're going to have to lay back on their own couch, though. It's called sexual release. I'm just saying,
okay. Sometimes
you just got to get rid of that sexual tension. This is some new Nelly and Jacquez. It's called Freaky With You.
Uh-huh. Oh.
I mean, you think that helps people a little bit?
It can, because, you know, it will relax their bodies, you know, get their minds right. And, you know, while they're relaxing, they can grab their phone, call 424-243-9649, press 1. Until you say stop, let me play with your body, baby, make you real hot.
Karma Cafe, woosah. Say the cuss word, it'll make you feel real good.
Pretty lady, nice to meet ya. My name is Nelly, yeah. She said, baby, you don't need to. You know I know who you are. Soon as you put up, I peeped you. Lace dress all see-through. Got to talking about a boyfriend and trying to hip out other people. Think she said he was a ball player, but all his plays on the review. Foreplay, that's a preview. Round two, that's a sequel. Baby, I can keep a secret. He ain't gotta know what we do. We low as the ground. Call me when he ain't around.
Let me make you up and down. Your body, baby, make you real hot, real hot. Let me do all the things that a nigga won't do. Tell me why. Cause tonight, baby, I wanna get freaky with you.
Yeah. Quit tryna hide all that freaking, yeah. I'm fantasizing about freaking, yeah. I'ma need about a week or two. Pretty pussy playing peekaboo. Got some ideas on what we can do. I'm talking about the unspeakable. You're sending your silhouette. It's amazing we ain't on a pillow yet. Cause the way that you did got me hypnotized. You came with your girls and I'm with the guys. Call a valet to go get the ride. Take it straight to my place for a different vibe. I swear I ain't
seen thicker thighs. Got plans unless you wanna improvise right now. Don't make a sound, you know who wearing the crown.
Let me lick you up and down. Till you say stop. Let me play with your body, baby. Make you real hot. Let me do all the things that a nigga won't do. Tell me why. Cause tonight, baby, I wanna get freaky with you. You.
To the side and just let me get inside.
Let me lick you up and down till you say stop.
Cause I'm never gonna stop, I'm never gonna stop.
Let me play with your body, baby, make you real hot.
Monsters Radio Live. Karma Cafe, man, Woosha, it's been a long week. We gonna make it through it, though. We gonna make it through it if we don't do nothing else. Yeah. Remember, don't get 30 days. Call 424-243-9649 and press 1 if you're monstrous. More hot music for y'all. Check it out. Up next, this is Lil Pump. We are part of the Vertico DJ family. Because we have radio on, I think they always send us the clean version. But check it out. This is Lil Pump. This is, what's it called? He squeaking. Something like that. He squeaking. Hey, we going to figure it out. Lil Pump, Monsters Radio, Comic Cafe, music to help you. Woo-sah.
Check with no limit. Popping up. Got a new car, got a new, and I got a new deal. Ooh. Only way to sign this skittish. Popping off the rape and skittish. Smashing on it, skittish. Running the check with no limit. Popping up. Got a new car, got a new, and I got a new deal. Chill. Pull it to the crib like, what up? Ooh. Got a penthouse set on my wrist, and my grandma sipping off. Got a lot of ice, and I'm coated. Love to talk a lot. Pull out the porch of the car garage, and I never had a job. I high to the trip to Mars. Ice on ice. To the project Dubai. Better buy your own flight. Burst on smack with no light. Insurance on Skype. To the face, just get it. Everything that you done did, I done did it. Buckets on slow like a 24 fitness. 800 bands just laying in the kitchen. All the way to sign is get it. Ooh. Popping out the rave and get it. Smashing on it, just get it. Ooh. Running the chair with no limit. Popping up. Got a new car, got a new boot, and I got a new deal. Ooh. All the way to sign it, skittish. Popping out the rave and skittish. Smashing on it, skittish. Running the chair with no limit. Popping up. Got a new car, got a new boot, and I got a new deal. Yeah. Pick your rain froze. Pick your rain covered in gold. Put my diamonds on my neck, think on my chair. Had a threesome with your on my chill. Got my sock, bring it through the back door. Oh, I got 80,000 in my envelope. Ooh. I just got a Gucci game medal though.
Chill.
Homies down with federal. Look at my two-tone Patek. I smash up, never forget. I got a fridge on my neck. Gas on the jet. Ooh, I just let it flex. Blew like 2 million at Tootsies. Ooh, I let your auntie a groupie. And you know my life a movie. Ooh, I got sticks like Call of Duty. All the way to sign it, skit it. Ooh, popping out the rave and skit it. Smashing on that bitch and skit it. Ooh, running the chair with no limit. Popping up. Got a new car, got a new boot, and I got a new deal. Ooh, all the way to sign it. Smashing on it, bitch, just get it. Running the chair with no limit. Popping up. Got a new car, got a new boot, and I got a new deal.
Okay.
You rocking with me? Okay. To the left. Hey, that's it.
Just get a little pump. I'm that chair with no limit. Popping up.
I'm
digging this right here. I like this.
Yeah.
This is a good stress reliever right here. This is prescribed by the doctor. I prescribe you listen to this twice a day, once during your lunch break, and another one when somebody at work starts to get on your nerve. You dig? And, yeah, and that's my prescription for that one right there. So, okay, so let's see. We do got to get into our, you know, our Monsters Radio weather report. Let's tell the people what it's like going on here in the Twin Cities. What's the weather like today?
You know, it's another warm one. It's 81 degrees, so we're steady staying in the 80s. Nice and warm, nice and humid. So 81, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a really nice day out there. Yeah, I had to work outside. I was like, man, I had to cut the arms off my shirt. You dig? Had to let my little muscles breathe. You dig? Looked like a big old swole gnat out there. Just hot. Just hot. A hot, swole gnat. Just a big ass. It is what it is. So, all right, let's see. What's some of the topics we're going to talk about tonight? One of the things I want to talk about, something I've seen, that I was like, damn, they do that shit for real? I thought people did this as couples. You dig? But apparently, people are dining and dashing. So we're going to talk about that coming up. So what's some other things that topics that we're going to touch tonight or some things that you want to touch on tonight to let it marinate with the people?
Okay, so I have a question. The order you get, do you think we settled or have we settled when we were younger? So do we settle when we're older or do we settle when we're younger? As far as a relationship or a guy, do you settle for a guy, you know, when you're younger? Or do you settle for a guy or girl when you're older?
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say settle, do you mean, like, you let some things pass? You know, that type of thing? Or you mean, like, you know, settle as in, you know, when you were younger, you probably wasn't trying to settle down, so you wasn't trying to settle with nobody, but now that you're older, you're like, I'm getting to the top of the hill. I ain't trying to come over that. I'm not trying to get over that bump by myself. I need to roll down the hill with somebody. Is that what you mean? I mean, what do you mean by settle?
Well, settle, you know how you usually do things, and when you get that guy or that girl, you do a whole bunch of stuff, or, you know, like some of the things that they would do you wouldn't accept, but like when you get older, do you accept those things? Like, do you settle? Like when you're younger, you're like, oh, don't worry about it. And then, so when you get older, do you be like, yeah, I'm worrying about that. I can't take that. So do you settle? Do you settle when you're younger? Or do you settle when you're older with the guy or girl and the things that they do?
Okay. That's a good one. Okay. All right, so we still got that. We got the who's bumping who, who's getting sad, also known as the gossip lifestyle. So, all right, we got more music for you guys. Here's some more new music. Let's see. I need to start spending some indies around here. But let's see. Who's got some indies? What indies got some woo-saw music? We're going to find some. Check it out. But for now, I got some more new music. This is, I guess, Rich Homie Quan. He got a new song out called Change. I think that might work. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I guess that's about settle. You know, are you going to change or not?
Are you going to change? Yeah.
This is new.
Are you going to change for your guy?
Right.
Are you going to settle? Are you going to settle for the change or are you going to agree with the change? Like, is it a good thing? So, yeah. Talk about that.
Okay. Rich Homie Quan.
40,000 for the big fans. And they want another 50,000 to bust it down. I've been doing this shit since 6th grade. Teachers told me I would never make no money off these words. Now I'm not worried about nobody. So that same teacher look at me and I didn't go to college. We bout to party shit like Rick Chang. Oh, now I'm up by Big Kang.
Albert Einstein, I'm insane. But I'm a fool with them numbers on the corner with some lumber. And the track got off a whole thing. I flashed it all when the folk came. Hey, I might sacrifice a tool just so I can make 10. Got it out the street, made my name in the payment. I went in the club, put it up, I was saving. Yeah, I love my plug, he so low, he not racing. Home, saw a million, then I made some. Never switch it up on the same coin. Don't let that money fool your boy, ain't shit change. We in Miami on big cash, 40,000 for the big fans. And they want another 50,000 to bust it down. I've been doing this shit since 6th grade. Teachers told me I would never make no money all these words. Now I'm not worried about nobody. So that same teacher look at me and I didn't go to college. My only friend is a big friend. I wanted money just like Kim Tae. Hustling hard to keep the rent paid. Told mama close the door cause I'm dropping off the porch. My only mission is to get paid. Lock that money in a big safe. Ain't no tin up on the car, so I know they knowin' me. I ain't never had shit, I wear my watch when I go to sleep. I put a little money in my smile, that's the reason I show my teeth. And I can afford to pay a nigga couple thousand money just to roll my wheel. I got my money moved out the hood, can you blame me, nigga? Money made, but I'm the same me, nigga. Don't let that money fool your boy, ain't shit change. We in Miami on big cash, 40,000 for the big fans. And they want another 50,000 to bust it down. I've been doing this shit since 6th grade. Teachers told me I would never make no money all these words, now I'm not worried about nobody. So that same teacher look at me and I didn't go to college.
Monstrous Radio, Karma Cafe. So I got one more to read for you guys, then we're going to open up the lines right after this. It's 424-243-9649. This is new Rico Barreno, Colonel Lau. It's called Stereo. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You in the mood tonight? Okay. I see you, DJ E-Monster. Yeah.
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 You know.
I'm
gonna be the therapist tonight. You know, give him some of that rooftop too. Take some of that bite off. You know what I mean? Take some of that bite off.
Take some of the bite off.
So, let's go ahead and jump into our entertainment news, and then we'll jump into our topics.
Right.
Tonight, looks like we do have a comment. One of the topics that we're going to talk about tonight. It's on one of yours, of course. But it is what it is. But what we got in the entertainment news of who's bumping who and who's getting fat, the gossip lifestyle, what do we got tonight?
You know, we got a lot of, you know, just some interesting stuff about people getting food and going to jail.
Uh-oh.
And getting in car accidents and sexual harassment.
Uh-oh.
And porn. Uh-oh. Stars. So which one do you want me to start with?
Are we talking about Trump again? We're talking about Trump again? Oh, my bad. Okay. Well, let's start out with the suit. That's always good. Let's get the money out the way first.
Suit.
You know how we do it.
All right. So, Black China is likely to get sued over the death of her assistant, report says. So, back in January, it was revealed that both Tyga and Rob Kardashian had made donations to cover the medical costs of Black China's comatose assistant after she had suffered a seizure in China's salon. Lorna Patty Hernandez, China's assistant, suffered a brain hemorrhage and has been in a coma since this year. Although the former stripper claims to have been supporting Hernandez's children, she could be facing a possible lawsuit when the family decides to take her off life support. Page Six is reporting that Hernandez has been pronounced brain dead, suffering bleeding on the brain. China's assistant is still on life support, and her husband is preparing a lawsuit against the star, saying she abused his wife, didn't provide her with workers' compensation, and sources say that the incident that happened at her beauty salon apparently gave orders to police to share information on the situation, and they did not check back on her assistant. So they feel like she's responsible for the aneurysm. Okay.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that. I really am. I'm sorry to hear that.
That is.
But why every time you talk about Black China, why you always got to say the former stripper, though?
Well, you know, because that's how she made her money. Like, you know.
Yeah, but
they don't know her as anything else.
I think her name is big enough now. Yeah, but I think her name is big enough. They could just say Black China. And just let that be. I mean, you don't start out by saying Kim Kardashian, the former porn sensation. Also,
well,
model.
No, they don't say the porn sensation. They say Kim Kardashian, the former video, you know, person. They do, you know, keep her as with the video with Ray J. Ray J video chick. They do. So it's sad that that's how they want you to make relevant of who they are on the scene.
Right. Sad. Well, I wish motherfuckers go out and come out, oh, that's E Monster, the dude that had great sex one time. But okay. It is what it is.
Wow.
So what else we got?
So moving from Black China porn star, let's talk about porn stars. So porn star sues director for subjecting him to racist filming. Bigot Backshots, porn star Mo the Monster, sues a producer company for making him perform with racist D-Writer. So listen, everybody, there's a preference when it comes to a freaky flick, but when it comes to the conditions that the actors have to work under, preference isn't an option. Big D took to Twitter, and he was saying how he didn't like working with that person. He was a bigot. He does not want to. According to New York Daily, porn star Mo the Monster is suing the director for making him perform in a shot where a white actress repeatedly calls him the N-word. Mo alleges that the director James Joseph Kemp tried twice to get him to agree to allow the white actress to spew racial slurs during the shoot. However, despite his wishes, his white coworker said the N-word to him twice during the money shot. He shot over 50 scenes for this company for a long time. I was once a top guy, and he's always politely talking about racism. For them to ask me as an insult, then to do it against my will really hurts. It felt like a setup. Mo even says that Kemp sent him racially charged texts. You're a disgrace to the people, to your family, to yourself. Reads one text alleged by the Kemp and the complaint. So we hope to see that these soup cookies for every red cent have their money taken from them, because that no one should be subject to that type of work, even if it's in the porn business.
Right. Wow. I mean, damn, that's kind of messed up, especially if they asked him, you know, is it okay? And he's like, no, it's not cool. And then, you know, like you said in the money shot, the bust the cum scenes, for those of you that may not watch porn. You know, and during the cum scenes, I mean, what you going to do? Just stop? I mean, I guess you can. But wow, that's kind of messed up to be, you know what I mean? Subject to that, why you trying to bust? Or even, I guess it just goes to prove that it's everywhere. A lot of people think that it's not, just because you don't see it up front don't mean that it's not really alive. You know, and that's the conversation that should be had. I'm pretty sure that there's probably interracial couples that probably have to deal with that. One person might think it's cool to say some stupid shit. And you know what I mean? That's honestly a great conversation, B.
Yeah, because sometimes you're plagued with how we were raised, you know, that either white women want black men as trophies or vice versa, you know, or, you know, it's such a stigma. And do you feel like you want to be with me because of I'm black and you want a black chick on your arm and whatever? So it's always been that type of, do you have an underlying racism in your body? You know, are you a bigot? Like, is it still there? Is it going to come out of those times? Like, nigga, you better know your place. I am the person. So it's almost like, how do you deal with a white person saying, nigga, you better know your place, than a black person saying, nigga, you better know your place? So it's still that whole black-white thing.
Right. Oh, wait. Okay. Woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah, that could be a whole show all by itself. I'm just saying, it is. I mean, what do you do in the heat of the moment? Y'all get to arguing. What the fuck you say? Is that really how you feel? You dig? Those type of things. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, like I said, hey, that's a whole show all by itself. So, okay. What else we got in this who's bumping who and who's getting fat? Gossip.
Okay,
Gossip.
Dave Matthews Band, I don't know if you guys remember them. Violinist Boyle Tinsley sued for sexual harassment by a boy band member. Boyle Tinsley, the Dave Matthews Band violinist, has been sued by a man who says Boyd sent him disgusting sexual suggestive texts and even masturbated next to him while he was sleeping. James Wynn claims in a new lawsuit obtained by TMZ, he was a street musician in San Francisco when Tinsley discovered him in 2007 when he was 18. Wynn says Tinsley created a boy band called Crystal Garden. Wynn was a trumpet player in the band. Wynn says when he turned, says things turned really bad in 2015 when Tinsley allegedly started flirting, sexing, and physically touching him. Wynn claims in 2015 he brought 5 tickets to a sporting event for Wynn, saying, "Man, you better suck my dick or something." Wow. In another instance, Wynn says the same year they were working on music in Tinsley Theater Room, when they got tired, Tinsley began to touch his leg, putting his feet on his back, rubbing his back, and he fell asleep. On waking up to him ejaculating next to him with one hand, Tinsley took an indefinite break from the Dave Matthews Band in February when rumors of allegations began to surface, saying he needs to focus on his family and health. He reached out to Tinsley. They reached out to Tinsley, and they are waiting for a comment. So we're in 2018, and it started in 2007. So, okay.
Wow. Wow. That's all I can say. Wow. Okay. Oof. Oof. I guess different lifestyles. I mean, how do you say that to somebody? Hey, you can have these tickets, but you gotta to get them. Oof.
Come on now, that's the same thing most men say to women when they want something. What you gonna do for me? So there ain't no difference of what, you know. Yeah. So, but my thing is that he's not a boy. 18 is not a boy. You're a young man. So. I guess it all depends on how old he is, but you have a right to say no. Come on. If you were that scared of him, you're not going to do music. You're not going to do all that. You have a right. Even back in 2015, they were really talking about having your own rights.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're now practically in your 20s. You can say no, don't ejaculate next to me. You felt yourself getting sleepy, nigga. Take your ass home. Come on now.
Yeah, they need some medication. Because I don't know how to react to that. Waking up and seeing that. I mean, I'm pretty sure ladies have had that happen to them. But I'm just saying, I don't know how I could react to waking up and some dude is, man, it's a whole different
band. First of all, is a dude going to be at your crib sleeping next to you? First of all.
No.
Second of all,
no,
if you
no. I mean,
knew
could have been
that you had an
that's
issue.
What I'm thinking.
But right. If you had an issue right. with this person, you're not going to be in the same room with them. You know who's the freak of the week.
Yeah.
You do not sleep with them because they will let you know all day their conversation. Like, you have girlfriends who be like, yo, you know, when I'm in my bed, I like to, you know, touch myself. I don't care who's there. They naked. They walk around you. They do all that. And you be like, you know what? I'm not going to share no room with you because I don't want to see your boobs and your tits and your butt all hanging out. So I'm good. So you know which friend of yours you do not. You even know what associates you do not. You even know who what work people. You just don't. You just don't. Because you know their lifestyle. You see how they are with other people. What makes you think that they going to be different with you? Come on.
Mm-hmm. Boo.
Like, you got that lesbian friend. I ain't going to be like, yeah, girl, come to my room. No, nigga. No. Let me sleep with you. No. No. I'm good. No. Not even at the foot of the bed. No. You may want to put your head up under them covers when I'm asleep. No. See, I know my limits. I'm just saying.
And it's not to say that they would, you dig, but it's just, I don't know. I guess we could say a selfish or self-inflicted, concern, maybe. I'm totally there with you. I mean, if a dude is like straight flaming, I mean, I don't have nothing against you, da 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 da. But like you said, I'm not gonna come out of my shower and then all of a sudden now you're looking at me with that star look in your eye. Come on, player. Look the other way. You know, it's not to say that they would, but I'm selfish enough within myself to have a precaution to say I don't want to be in that situation where, you know what I mean? So, yeah, yeah, I feel you on that. I feel, yeah, if he felt like that, then, yeah, he should have been like, I'm not going to sleep here, whatever, whatever. But weird shit does happen, man. We're going to keep it moving. But reason why I say that's because, say, like, I play football, right? And I say this is one of the weirdest things I've seen. We were on an airplane going to a national championship. A guy tried to take a picture while another guy was asleep on the plane. He tried to walk up. He told the other dude, hurry up and take the picture. He had on shorts. He was going to walk up and let his fucking jewels hang next to dude and told him, hurry up and take a picture. Luckily, dude woke up like, what the hell's going on, dude? Oh, nothing. And they played it off. But I was like, oh, hell no, they not finna do this shit on the plane. Are you kidding me right now? But no, seriously. So, you know, you can't always just say it was where they had the opportunity to be like, no, because that dude on the plane is not expecting that. He's not looking for that. But it almost happened to him. Did it? But I'm not saying that was that situation. But,
you know what I'm saying? That's on the plane. Yeah. That's your sleeping. I've invited you to my home. So if I invited you to somewhere, you know there's going to either be some drinking going on, some eating going on, some chilling going on, some unprofessional conversations going on. Come on, let's just keep it 100. Mm-hmm. Unless we're saying this is a business meeting, you meet at business places. You don't meet at no hotel talking about you want to go to my room. Okay, you know what you want to go to my room means. Come on. We're drunk. You want to go to my room? You want to go? And that's why I'm like, okay, so I'm that one who be like, yeah, no means no, but take your ass home if you know you can't get that no out your mouth. Or don't sell that no that means, okay, I'm still rubbing up on you. That's not a, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying no, kiss you. No, kiss you again. No, kiss you again. Well, what is it, no or yes? When will we got to stop doing that? Me and y'all got to stop doing that too. I mean, you know what I mean, with the men, you know, whatever. You let your yes be yes and your no be no.
Right,
and then
move
on out.
Right. Well, shit, I feel better when she pulls it out anyway, so I know she means yes. I'm just saying. It is what it is. But I, let's see, what else we got? Because we are getting close to the end. What else we got?
Cardi B rushes to fiance's Offset side after car accident sent him to the hospital. He was driving.
Hey, you
want
to hear something funny before you get started?
What?
Sorry, just before you get started. Something funny. Now, Offset, that's his name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's part of the Migos, right?
Yes.
I did not know that. I always wonder, well, who is this Offset guy? Where did he come from? Why is he so popular? I didn't know. I just called all three of them Migos. I really didn't know their names separately. I mean, I knew Quavo just because I almost met him when we were in ATL, but I'm just saying. Outside of that, I just called them all Migos. So, all right, so now I know who Offset is. He's a member of the Migos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, come on. Now I get why her and him hooking up. Okay, that's almost a perfect little mix right there. That's another J and B type situation. But okay, sorry.
Okay. So he crashed his Dodge Challenger late on Wednesday night. TMZ adds that no accident report was taken. Offset had already been released, so he's doing good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He just got
Dodge
Challenger, nose, neck, whatever. Just a little hurt, so not too much.
Oh, okay.
Not too much. He just got in a bad car accident. Rapper Mac Miller arrested. Yeah. Mac Miller. Y'all know who he is?
Yep.
Okay. He's arrested for DUI hit and run. Mac Miller is locked up after allegedly crashing his car while he was drunk, then fleeing the scene. It was around 1 a.m. He was in his 2016 G-Wagon. Wow, okay, that's a nice car. Mac and his two passengers fled the scene on foot. An eyewitness called the cops and told which direction him and his buddy was going. They went home and confessed to driving and leaving the scene. Cops will give him one. Law enforcement says an intox. Yeah, he was went to jail at $15K. Wow.
That was his bail?
He is still behind bars. Yeah, $15K bail. He is still behind bars. He can't get that $15K up. All right. Well, dang.
Right.
Last one. T.I. Did you hear about T.I. getting arrested? I was trying to, you know,
I
make
did,
it
but
seem
I didn't
relevant.
Hear the scoop, but go ahead. Let me know what happened.
Okay, so T.I. was arrested, was adamant he didn't deserve to be arrested for an incident with a security guard at his gated community because he was just trying to ask the guy some questions, according to security footage from the jail. T.I. was drunk, he forgot his keys, trying to get into his home, but the guard was refusing to listen to him, and he called the cops. The rapper was pretty calm and collected while going through the booking process at Henry County Jail in Georgia early Wednesday morning until he tries to get an explanation from the cop who arrested him. That's when the officer tells Tip he was acting like a fool, and he strongly denies. T.I. claims it's his right as a homeowner in the community to question the security guard working at the gate, but as you can see, the cops disagree with him. He was arrested for disorderly conduct and public drunkenness after once again getting it in with the security guard and threatening the security guard. When they arrested him, they can smell the alcohol on his breath. When T.I. arrived to his place, he saw that the guard was sleeping on the post, and so he was agitated that he wouldn't let him in even after Tiny called down and verified who he was.
Right. Well, can you imagine how that went down? Can you imagine how that went down? What a security guard, yeah. I'm just saying, you know the police came and took him to jail because you know T.I. was not nice. You know he came with that educated attitude, like, boy, would you just sleep on the job? I'm going to bring some G-shit back. I wish I knew some more of his songs, but I can't think of them right now on the top of my head. But yeah, wow. Okay, and I heard he's going to sue the whole establishment over there for him having to go through this. And I know one of the things he said he was really upset with the police was because when they came, they didn't ask T.I. anything. They just assumed he was wrong and just automatically took him to jail. So that's the part he's really, really, really upset about it. They didn't ask him his side of the case or nothing like that. So we're going to see how this turns out. They're going to do a documentary watch, all kinds of things.
Right. How many times has that happened to us, though? You know, as black folks, they don't ask no questions. They just assume that what has been said is what it is, and it's not even the case. And you know what? They know exactly who that man is, where he live, how much he make. Please stop it. They just wanted the opportunity to arrest Tip and put it on there. Now they got some things coming because you know it's about he ain't going to let this settle at all.
Oh, no. And it's not the right time for it. Not right now. Everybody going crazy over this, over that. Race, racial identities and all kinds of things. Oh, man, it's not the good time. Not the time for it.
Not the time for it.
Somebody going to lose their job at that association. By association.
They're going to have two guards up in there.
Watch. And they all going to listen to T.I. music. Watch. I guarantee you. T.I. and the Skank. That's all you're going to hear in their car.
Oh, just kicking.
They're going to be at all the barbecues and everything. Get in. I'm just saying. Only security team on Big Rim. So, okay. Okay, so that's about entertainment news.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's our entertainment news for tonight.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So let's see. So should we take a breather? Should we just start going into our topics? We got like 15 minutes left.
Let's take a breather.
It's up to you.
Let's give them some more jam music. You know, and then we could come back and end the show with, you know, what we do, what we think.
Okay. You got anything that you can think of that we could play? Have anything off the top of your head?
Let's see. We're getting ready to talk some fun stuff, and you've been playing some cool stuff. You got something Spanish up in there? Or some reggae or something?
Spanish or some reggae. Let's see. I got something that's kind of reggae-ish.
Reggae-ish? That's new. He got something that's reggae-ish. It ain't close to, it ain't reggae all the way, y'all. But let's see what his reggae-ish is. I ain't black, but I'm black-ish.
That's messed up.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, check it out. This is called So Am I. This is Ty Dolla $ign and Damian Marley and Skillrex. Monsters Radio Comic Cafe. Music to help you woo style. Relieve that tension.
Woo!
Yes.
Girl, you're looking for somebody. Somebody you can call on. Call on when you need it done right. If you're looking for a real one. So am I. So am I. Somebody you can call on. Call on when you need it done right. If you're looking for a real one. So am I. So am I. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Said you wasn't coming over, but you happy that you came, yeah.
Yeah.
Said you wasn't gonna drink, but you happy that you did, yeah. Didn't think you had a match, but both of us lit, yeah.
Yeah.
And you was just about to leave, ain't you glad that you stayed, yeah. So am I.
But you're so smart that you always know a lie. Baby, so am I. You're sick and tired of a lover who do wrong, even though they know the right. Baby, so am I. And if you're searching for somebody who is willing to stay more than overnight, baby, so am I. And if you're needing some support instead of someone coming home to pick a fight, baby, so am I.
Yeah, Ty Dolla $ign, Damian Marley, and Skillrex. Like I said, that's reggae-ish. Reggae-ish.
Yeah, I mean, you can get the little twisting your hips and the yeah, you can get it, you can get it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I can feel it. You know, I can feel it. Yeah. I can feel it. I can feel it. You know, the little grind. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. You know, that's what a DJ's job is to do, to help people feel the music. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, hey, you can gear the situation. That's why I always try to, when I'm in my mix, here's a little tip for some DJs. When I'm in my mix, every third song, I try to play something for the ladies. It ain't like I won't play, like, three hard track back to back to back to back. No, no, we're going to set the wrong vibe. They're going to tear the club up. Shit's going to go bad. Somebody going to get in their feelings. Because, yeah, you could set the groove and, you know what I mean? So sometimes you got to play music to break it up and make it feel good so everybody enjoys themselves. So some of the things that we're going to talk about tonight, okay, we got a couple of things. But first I want to talk about, because this one's real short. It's a dining dance. I seen a thing on, I can't remember what I was watching, but they were talking about this guy. They chased him down, you know, like it was some Dateline NBC undercover special. And they tracked him down and it was like, so are you the infamous Dine and Dash guy? I think he only really dipped on like three people. They didn't have a whole bunch, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying, but still, to get to the point where they got people hunting you down, talking about, is you that dude that's taking women out on dates on social media and then running off with them with the bill? You did? I'm like, wow, is that how they're doing it today? Is that how people's getting off? Inviting people out on dates and then order, go to a really nice restaurant, order up some shit, steaks and scallops and extra potatoes and gravies and then be like, oh, excuse me, I got to go to the bathroom. Or I got to step outside right quick to use my phone. I got to take this call. Can you give me a moment? Chow, gone. Boom, boom, boom. And now you stuck with the bill. Now, I've heard about other situations where women have got hotel rooms and nobody shows up. Is this what's going on? I mean, how do you invite somebody to something, tell them to do something special, and then they just don't go down? I mean, they just don't go down. Like, wow. I mean, has anybody ever dined and dashed on you, or have you dined and dashed?
No, absolutely not. However, I've known a lot of people who dined and dashed, but they dined and dashed together. They didn't dine and dash on the person. Evidently they weren't, it had to be a setup. I've seen a lot of people who do hotels though, cause I worked in a hotel before and they set the hotel up and they don't show. I've seen that all the time. Now but the thing about it is you still get charged on your credit card. So, sometimes they may get over on having a fake credit card. But for the majority of the time, we still run that credit card. Like, cha-ching, we still, whatever card you put on file, we run that. So if you're there or not, right, we're running it. And Priceline, it doesn't matter with them. They run your credit card already as well. So far as restaurants, if you haven't noticed that most restaurants don't have the bathrooms close to the door anymore because of this reason, like, you got your old school ones. And then when you say, you know, can I step outside? If you were smart, you would say, hey, won't you leave your jacket? If you see that person putting their jacket on and it's hot like a mug outside, you know they about to dash on you. So I was always taught, though, you bring enough money just in case something happened. You know, you got enough to pay.
Right.
And then you track them down and you get in there behind. But, you know, you got to just be ready because all the online, it's happening because of a lot of the online dating, because sometimes that profile ain't who they say they are and they just trying to be nice and this is their way of paying you back. Mm-hmm. So I advise people to be honest.
Right. And, yeah, I like how you said, like, and, you know, I don't want to blame it on the era, but it is a different era. A lot of things today is very selfish compared to back in the day. even dining and dashing. Back in the day, it was like, yeah, y'all would dine and dash as a couple. Like, oh, shit, we ain't got no money. Oh, shit, I forgot my wallet. Well, I ain't doing no dishes. You doing that? I ain't doing no dishes, and I ain't doing nothing strange for no extra change. Well, let's dip up out this motherfucker. You ready? Go. Where now, I mean, like we said, I mean, you know, whatever, whatever. And then, you know, later on, y'all get it in, and y'all laugh about it, and y'all be, you know what I mean? Make a little extra, extra, like, hey, baby, look at Bonnie and Clyde. You know what I mean? Make a little something special, special out of it. But, shit, now what? They dine and dash, go on, masturbate. Because you're by yourself. Because now you done piss somebody off. You can't even ask for no pictures online. You can't call them back now. I mean, damn. You just singled yourself out.
True. True. Because they will block and delete you, and you don't know where they are. You know, they had a free meal. So you got to be careful, especially when you doing this online stuff, you know.
Ooh. Let's keep it 100. There's a lot of people that's online that are petty as hell. I'm just saying they are petty. They're going to put your picture up there talking about this is what this motherfucker did to me. He ain't no good girl. Everybody, she's going to tag everybody. She's going to put it in Facebook groups, Instagram groups. They're going to have a video chat talking about your ass. Everybody going to share it and all kinds of things. All over.
Yep.
A little meal, man. You better go pay for that meal, or just hey, downgrade. Get it? Some women is cool with Smashburger. You didn't have to go to that fancy ass restaurant. I'm just saying, maybe you need to bring it down.
Until
a little bit.
Get to know you, exactly.
Right.
Until I get to know you, we go into the cheap ones where it costs if that bill come up. And then you know you gotta watch what they're ordering. If they get to order some other stuff, I'll be like, put that money right down on the table right now, bro. Ah, no.
Right.
No, you ordering a $60 steak, and I just met you. Ah, nah, bruh. Put your money down on the table now, so just in case you decide to take a call outside, I can pay for your meal. You may have to get that $100, because, you know, people nowadays will roll up out. Oh, no, I got my credit card.
Right.
Leave that here, bruh. Run this early. You got to be proactive, really.
Because
people are shady nowadays.
Yeah, I think the best payment way that I've ever seen was with my little sister. You dig? She took me out for my birthday one day, and I couldn't understand what the hell she was doing, right? Because as soon as she came, we sat down, we went to the restaurant. She said, this is what we're getting, blah, blah, what you're getting here. I said, this is what I want, blah, 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 blah. Now, he took that, wrote down everything, blah, 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 and she said, and we'll like our check right now. He was like, what? Even I was like, what? She was like, yes, we'll take our check right now. We'll pay for it right now. And he was kind of like, okay. What's that all about? And she was like, so then there's no misconceptions later on. Ain't no funky things. Whatever, whatever, whatever. We know exactly what we paid for. This is what it is. You dig? Now, if he does well, blah, 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 we'll tip him, whatever, whatever, whatever. But there'll be no confusion later on talking about why is this on my bill. I didn't order that.
Right.
So we already know what front. Look,
oh,
this is what it is. So that's a great way to do it. So as the waiter comes, what you getting? That's our bill. Are we paying for this separate? Are we paying this together?
Right. And those
knock
are the
it
questions
out the
you got to be afraid not to ask. You know, ahead of time. Ahead of time. And then you let the waiter know ahead of time this is separate. So if he roll out, you need to find him.
Right.
Because this is separate. I am responsible for his meal. Matter of fact, bring my bill right now. Like just
exactly. Yep. Like bring it right now. And say, okay, that's
so
what you got.
Like
don't
you, I
take
can
that.
Walk around and be good.
Right. Like no. For me, I paid my bill. So, But, all right, we are at the end of the show. Let's see. I wish we had time to talk about how can you get your money back if somebody do dine and dash on you. We got other stuff to talk about, too. So, we're going to have to save them for tomorrow. Or maybe we'll get them to them next week. I don't know.
Yeah, I know you got to read whoever made a comment on, you know, one of the questions, and maybe we could talk about that, too.
Oh, okay. It was on the one where you talked about settling. One of the listeners said some people settle no matter what age they are. Some people accept others' differences at whatever age they are. This person said, I only have deal breakers, and those haven't changed. I like that, though. I like that, though, because there are some things as deal breakers. And those are carried with you through our life. You know what I mean? Like, no, I'll go for anything, but I might settle, but I ain't going for that. So, all right, that's a nice little added to it. You know what I mean? Okay, okay. And if you did settle, what was your deal breaker? Woo! Okay.
Wow.
That's going to be half.
Huh.
Okay.
All right, let's remember that, and we will continue that conversation. All right.
Okay.
Well,
sorry. Any last words?
Friday Night Live tomorrow.
Yep.
Let's get it. Talk about your weekend. Get you ready for your weekend. You know, call us up. Let us know what you're doing for the weekend, and we can get you ready and dressed for the weekend. Get your mind right. Get your life right. And let's have a good night.
That's what it is.
Love you for listening.
All right, y'all. Enjoy the night. That's what it is. I'm out of here.